Peter Solomon. Today is September 27th, and it marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of Bud Powell, considered to be the father of modern jazz piano. Powell was one of musicians who, along with Dizzy Gillespie and Charlie Parker and Thelonious Monk, introduced the new innovations in modern music that became known as bebop, and every musician who followed him from the 1940s onward owes a great deal to his style. I decided to talk to someone with an enthusiasm for this subject, and I landed on Dale Alexander. Alexander grew up in the Twin Cities and worked with Prince for a time. He actually started out his career as a drummer before switching to piano. He now lives in Los Angeles, where he plays music with all kinds of different people, but he took a few minutes out to talk with me yesterday via Zoom on this subject.
Well, I got introduced to Bud Powell about the same time I got introduced to Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie. I mean, he was just a part of that unit of people that were the guys that pretty much were inventing this new music. Like I said, at the time being a drummer, I was way into like Max Roach, Art Blakey, all of the great drummers, Roy Haynes, and their pianists would either be Thelonious Monk or Bud Powell. But there was a difference with Bud Powell. He was the guy for piano. And he was playing like Charlie Parker was on his horn, but he was playing like that on the piano. He's definitely, and all the songs that he wrote, all the great songs that he wrote are technically challenging also.
What are some of your favorite of his compositions?
Well, Celia, which was named after his daughter. Parisian
Thoroughfare?
There you go. Yeah. These are great. Great songs that he wrote, man. I mean, they're great. Yeah, those are just a few of the ones right off the bat that I can think of that I really, really enjoy playing and that are really challenging.
So I heard an interview with him. It was funny because all the questions were in French and he must have understood French because his answers were all in English. And, you know, he didn't have long cohesive thoughts when I think he was just out of a mental institution, or maybe still in one at the time of the recording. But he did manage to talk a lot about Art Tatum. Can you talk about that chain from Art Tatum to Bud Powell? What's the relationship there?
I think Art Tatum was probably a generation before Bud Powell. But as you know, things were changing quite quickly at that time, you know, from the swing era right into the bebop. I would say that Art Tatum was a virtuoso. He took all the different elements and kind of ahead of his time. And I'd say with Bud Powell, I mean, the similarities would be technically, you know, because what the two of them were playing, it was hard for anybody to play technically. I will say that, I don't know if you remember Leigh Hammond, he did an interview of Art Tatum and it's on YouTube and in New York. And it's pretty amazing because they asked Art Tatum what he thought about the younger guys like Bud Powell. And one of Art Tatum's things was, I think these guys are doing really great. He just said that I wish they would use their left hand more. Mm-hmm. Like I said, that stride thing they had just gotten out the stride thing. So now they were moving on. So, and where right. The left hand wasn't as busy. So that was his comment.
Thank you. sometimes when Bud made recordings, I feel like he wasn't as well represented as other times because he had a lot of, you know, issues to deal with, whether it was reactions to substances or some kind of mental illness that he was dealing with. And sometimes that affected his playing. Do you get that sense sometimes that some of the music out there doesn't represent him at his best?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, he had gotten beaten by the cops. And back then they used to give you shock treatment and all kinds of different, these horrific things to your brain. And so he had quite a bit of that, and he would be in mental hospitals until he moved to France. I think he moved to France in about 59, if I'm not mistaken. Moved over there and got a lot of freedom to play, and he was doing well over there. But the chemical imbalance of all of that, and then, like you said, just substances and then what the doctors and stuff. So, yeah, there's different periods. And that's the same with the other very, very great pianist, Phineas Newborn. He had a period where you'll just hear where he's just virtuosic. And then there's a certain period of time and you hear some albums. He was so high level that even his in between sounds better than most guys at their top level, you know.
Right.
But I mean, you can hear the difference. Yeah, you can. Yeah. That, and I do hear that in Bud Powell, and that's kind of, but you know, he left enough of the good stuff out there. So.
Right. Where do you see his legacy reflected? I mean, Chick Corea wrote a tune called Bud Powell, and I think you can certainly hear aspects of his style show up in Chick's piano playing. Or where do you see Bud Powell's playing kind of resonate now?
What just what you just said. I mean, if Chick Corea are doing songs, and Mulgrew Miller is saying that he's the greatest improviser on the piano, Herbie Hancock, Bill Evans, I mean, these are guys that have reached heights that a lot of us won't reach or are reaching for. I think Bud Powell is basically like I said, he's like Charlie Parker. Yeah. So, you know, Charlie Parker is still on top. People are still trying to catch up to him. It pretty much amazes me. I really wish that I could have seen the full potential of him. But like I said, at that time, there were quite a few musicians that were seeing the other end of that stick with the cops sometimes, so.
What are you going to do in observance of his birthday?
Well, I'll tell you what, just when you getting me to do this interview got me to start listening to a lot more of Bud Powell, and I'm just like, oh boy, it's time to transcribe.
You got your work cut out for you. Yeah, you're going to the woodshed.
Like I said, his stuff is not easy. So it's time to transcribe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. Dale, thanks so much for talking to me.
All right, Peter. Take care, man. Thanks
take
a
care.
Lot.
All right. Bye bye.
Dale Alexander, a native of St. Paul, now living in Los Angeles. We talked about Bud Powell. Today marks the 100th anniversary of the birth of this giant of modern jazz. I'm Peter Solomon for Jazz 88.